You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm Andy Bush. Two wonderful guys, Craig Bouchard and Bob Savage. Let's do a really quick recap, and I'll go into a little bit of my thoughts on this and what it means for you at home. Talking about Craig Bouchard, really interesting guy because of his perspective, but here are the top three things that I took away from Craig. On the economy in the United States and in China, let's talk about the U.S. economy. One of the things that he noted that there's tremendous uncertainty out there because companies are holding back a lot of cash. Also, PE or private equity funds are at record levels of not investing. But he does think that there are good things in the United States that one should invest here. Number one, big natural gas advantage. Obviously, that's very important for petrochemicals and for some infrastructure build-outs. Number two, we've got the most productive labor force in the world. And number three, there's freely available capital. So Craig believed that there are some really good things going on here in the United States. He thinks China is slowing and will continue to slow. And he thinks the industrial production there, not only is it below the levels of 2008, but he thinks it's going to go lower beyond that. One other area that was fascinating with Bouchard was that he talked about, obviously, his book on Caterpillar and what Caterpillar did from the 1980s when they were really losing $1 million a day, a really poorly run company, to changing themselves into a globally dominant company. First thing they did, they adopted a change-or-die attitude. That was really important. Number two, they promoted internally, and obviously that's a good thing because you get people to stick around. You get more of a team feeling when you do that. So that was very important. And then lastly, they don't deal directly with their customers. They created this unique structure by which they don't do that. It's like the franchisee situation with the auto dealers, and I think that's important. Keep that in mind, obviously, on the news that Tesla was just kicked out of New Jersey because they don't have that structure where they have franchisees or auto dealers who are set up to sell autos directly to the public. So that's something important, clearly, given the situation that's gone on with their car fires. Now, with Bob Savage, here are the top three things with Bob. Number one, he's expecting the renminbi to go from 620 or 618, where we're at right now, down to 605 by year end. Number two, more importantly, we've got an ECB meeting coming up. He thinks he'll disappoint the market. He thinks the market got a little bit short and that there are stops building up above 140. We could get up to 142 euro versus the U.S. dollar. And finally, the cool thing that Bob does is he brings together all these top minds that are in the industry, and he asks them lots of different questions, but what he takes away from them is this, is that he felt that a lot of the people in the equity markets had really no strong conviction or positions that were out there. They were somewhat ambivalent about where they were in their in the markets. There's just a lack of volatility, so that's also adding to the situation where people don't necessarily want to act. They don't aggressively buy or sell at these points. And there's also now, too, instead of just dumping stocks, what they're doing is they're getting out of the high flyers, the momentum stocks like a Tesla, and they're moving into more defensive stocks, utilities as an example. I think those are the key three takeaways. Stepping back from all of this for you at home, what does this mean? Well, my friends, I would say this, that the headlines that are coming out generate a lot of uncertainty, and there is a lot of uncertainty in the markets, not only in the markets, but also for CEOs like Craig Bouchard. Clearly, one of the things that's out there that's creating some uncertainty is the healthcare situation in the United States with Obamacare, but link that to what's going on in China. And overall, that leads these guys to believe that the markets are somewhat correct in not being overly aggressive in investing, but also holding back cash and not being aggressive in making investments. Now, Craig did say, and this is one of the things I forgot to mention at the beginning of this, but Craig did say he likes four areas, and this is where I agree with him. He likes transportation, food and water, energy, and security. Those four areas. Why do I bring those up for you at home? Because those are the areas where jobs are going to be. We know about the energy area, right? everybody knows about what's been going on in North Dakota, Texas, out in Pennsylvania. Yes, those are jobs within the energy space, but also jobs that have to build roads, that are building restaurants, hotels, all the infrastructure that goes with creating this massive amount of energy that we have. Now, that's fantastic. It also is really good, clearly, for the pharmaceutical industry as well, because cheaper natural gas means that they can produce their drugs cheaper as well. So that's a real big boon for that industry. So keep that in mind. On the security side of things, we're talking about internet security. We're talking about everything that Snowden talked about when he leaked all the information from the CIA. This is an area that's going to continue to grow. I will also say, in talking with my friends within the IT community, there are always going to be jobs for web developers. There's always going to be jobs for people who can do SEO, search engine optimization for websites. These are skill sets that anyone can get. And I mean anyone. All you have to do is go online. There's so many free websites where you can learn the skill of coding. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out of work and you're looking for a job, type into the internet, go get this stuff. I think there's a couple places, freecoding.com. I think there's Lilly. I think there's a whole bunch of other these places. As an example, my 21-year-old son, who's been working for a company, this is what they're teaching him, right? So this is kind of the cool area. Food and water, obviously, is going to continue to grow, with water being really important. And clean water and really organics, I believe. And Craig didn't say that, but I believe in the organic field, that's going to continue to grow crazy. Obviously, if you're in Colorado, hey, growing weed is a really good thing, and it's going to be a great business out there. That will probably spread like weeds across the borders in the sense of these are industries that are going to develop around that specific drug and the positive things that come out from it. Transportation obviously is going to be another one. Maybe it's transporting the weed from Colorado to Kansas. I don't know. I'm joking, but seriously, this is really important stuff, and these are where the jobs are. So wrapping this up, to me, two really smart gentlemen, two CEOs from firms that we try to stay in touch with over time. Obviously, Craig Bouchard has his pulse on some of the manufacturing, electronics, things that are going on in China, and in energy due to his steel company and a lot of the products that they sell to energy companies, fittings and so on. And Bob is a more macro guy, obviously looking at the research on a global basis and what he sees. And what's fun is what Bob tells us what his clients are looking at. So that's it for me this week. Thanks for listening. This is Engage.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be back again next Friday at noon in the West, 3 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll have more insights and discussions then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.